Get your fat ties on unless you wanna die. And you're never too old to not do what you're told. You're never too old to not do what you're told. You're never too old to not do what you're told. 25 below, it's just too cold.
Welcome to Bike Rides on the Radio. I'm your host Dan, and I'm known to enjoy a good bike ride and some good music. Please join me, and through the magic of radio and the power of imagination, we'll tie these two seemingly unrelated interests into one. Let the ride begin.
Thank you.
off of a vinyl record right there, Million Birds album, 6 Mile Grove local. Local 6 Mile Grove right there, coming at you. That's one thing about the vinyl, too, is, you know, if you don't stop it or turn it down, it just keeps going. The CD stops, the phone stops, but you don't play vinyl off, and then you get that. But, okay, we're only going to take one song from 6 Mile Grove, but we'll probably take another one later in the show because we're doing a local-themed show this week in honor of or maybe in promotion of, maybe even you might say, the Maurer County Homegrown Music Festival occurring tomorrow, or if you're listening to this online before it airs, this Saturday, you'll be hearing the Maurer County Grown Music Fest at the Paramount Theater, if you're lucky. Get your tickets, folks, if you haven't already. I don't know. They were selling quite a few. Got a lot of people talking about this, asking me questions. Honestly, I'm not really involved too much with this one. I may be there on behalf of KSMQ for doing a little videography, but otherwise, I'm there. I'm not an organizer, MC, or participant whatsoever, and I couldn't be happier. It's going to be great. We have five bands coming at you, and none of these bands are dogs, folks. I can tell you that. And one absolute litmus test I can give you is that every one of these bands has been on the Bike Rides show before. And I'm not saying just played their music. I'm talking their bodies. Every one of them we've had on the show in the past. So I'm proud of that, and I'm also pleased because they also left behind a whole bunch of music and, tons to choose from. I got everything signed, too. It's just amazing. I'm surrounded by gems right in front of you, folks. We're going to play from all these bands. What are these bands, by the way? Well, there's five different ones, and in no particular order, we have Charlie Parr playing. I hit you with the big dog, I know, right away. But, of course, Charlie Parr is headlining, you might say, and he'll be finishing up at 8 o'clock at night. Now, the whole thing starts at 3 o'clock, though. So there's a whole lineup of bands before that. I don't have the exact schedule of times for the bands. I could tell you who's all going to be there, but I can't tell you exactly what time each one starts. I do believe the show is led off by the part-time exes to start things. And we'll be getting to some of their music here in a little bit as well. But also on the venue are Waylon and the Willows right here from Austin as well. And Josh Whalen, and he's generally surrounded by some of the best musicians you might have ever heard. And so that's going to be taking stage at some point. Now, this event, too, I'll just tell you up front, it's a long sucker, right? You know, from 3 to 9:30. But you don't have to stay. You're not locked in. This isn't the overnight at the YMCA for junior high, where they lock you in. You can come and go. You're an adult. You can go get a drink somewhere else, whatever. Get some food. Come and go as you please. It's meant for fun, right? Okay, also on the bill, Prairie Clamor. Duh, where have you heard that name before, right? Will Bjorndal. Will does an excellent show here on, I think it's Wednesday evenings, called Meow Meow with Occasional Music. And he also does, Will does everything. He's like a Superman, but he's formed this band, and it's really, it's kind of just him, but it's also his brother Peter, who's always part of productions and also is a musician and plays certain instruments. But Will has thrown a lot of different weird music out there. And I say weird in the best way possible. And diverse, I'm telling you, he'll pick, you know, some of it'll be really straight up traditional rock and traditional instruments, and some of it is like something that he's, you know, more electronically built in, and I don't know, just crazy good stuff. Six Mile Grove started off the show, of course. They'll be there, and looking forward to seeing Brandon and, you know, all the guys from the Grove. They're always really cool people to have on the show, and just to go see in person, real positive group of people. But they play some songs that are, you know, kind of a little darker sometimes as well. Patrol Cars right there at the start of the show was an example of that. Okay, should we get to some of these bands? I tell you what, we'll finish the set with Charlie Parr. And before we play Charlie Parr, we're going to play a little bike riding story. It's not really a bike riding story, but it was a live story he told in here in studio when he and Eric Koskinen visited the bike ride studio 2 years ago together. So yeah, we had the, you know, it was a double bill in the bike rides show as well. And they had some very interesting conversations. So Charlie and Eric had both played a lot in Butte, Montana. And so they had a good conversation about Butte. We're going to listen to a little bit of that before Charlie Parr. But ahead of that, you're going to hear from Waylon and the Willows, Ohio Psycho, name of that one, and Prairie Clamor is going to start this set off. Here's from the Spilling Light CD, 62 Blue.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Racing through another day of life. Racing through, spilling all manner of light. In place, cross my lips, petrol drips out my face. Cause you know I'm a voodoo. I'm running up a fine on this. I really need one time to take a break. Oh, I never take a break. us a break. We need just one break. Just one break. Then keep running on, keep moving on, keep marching on, keep plowing on, keep bursting on, keep flowing on, keep pulsing on, keep feeling on, keep zooming on, keep growing on, keep oozing on, keep smiling on, keep walking on, keep climbing on, keep biking on, keep living on, keep sharing on, keep caring on, keep shining on, keep running on, keep moving on, keep marching on, keep plowing on.
Springtime flower. Hey,
Here comes Charlie Parr and Eric Koskinen talking about Butte, Montana and Evel Knievel.
I knew I was going to learn a lot of stuff coming here.
But yeah, I dug in when I was out
you
there.
Did, that's cool.
I learned a lot of stuff. I met a lot of people. I met one of Evel Knievel's high school friends.
Oh, yeah. I think I did know that.
I tried to meet Evel Knievel himself
Yeah.
During Evel Knievel days.
Because he's from there.
He's from there.
Yeah.
And I went, and they have Evel Knievel days, and I went, and I was downtown. I was having a drink in a downtown hotel bar called the Finland Hotel, and
they have the
Evel
yacht club
Knievel
too.
Came in with a woman and a very large man, and I tried to talk to him. Because I had the toys, man. I had the toys. He wound it up and popped it, and Evel Knievel would go and fall over, but it was still fun. And I tried to talk to him, and the big guy turned to me, and he said, "Stop talking to Evel Knievel."
No way.
Yeah. And the bartender came over, and I thought, oh, good, the bartender's going to, like,
no.
plead my right. case. The bartender looked at me and goes, "Get out of here."
Wow.
So I had to leave.
You got thrown out for trying to talk to him.
I did.
Oh, everybody there apparently knew that you don't.
Yeah, I wasn't from town. I'm not Irish. Nothing about me said Butte. I got kicked out.
Sunset for the longest while at the edge of my sight. I seen the sunset for the longest while at the edge of my sight. Thank you. fire burned on, fire burned on. When the sky was finally dark, dark and the air was quiet. Scraping footsteps. I could be anywhere. The only sound is my scraping footsteps. On the surface of the world. Sun was gone, fire burned on, fire burned on. The ground grew beneath me, I could feel it through the soles of my shoes. The soles of my shoes. It was clinging to my skin.
Okay, so Charlie Parr just keeps doing it, right? That's off the new CD right there. Little Son. Title of the song, Pale Fire. I can relate. Before that, the part-time exes screamed in your face. That was Freight Train. And off their self-titled CD, Jonathan Stoll, good friend of mine. Can't wait to see John tomorrow, hear John tomorrow, smell John tomorrow. Wailing in the Willows, Ohio Psycho. Before that, off of a Peaceful CD. You know, you had me at Psycho. Good stuff from Wailing in the Willows. And if you want to see some good musicians, some good accompaniment, Wailing in the Willows. Prairie Clamor started it off. Will Bjarndahl of Meow Meow with Occasional Music. I found out that is on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. Check it out. Good show. Good stuff. And we're going to turn into another set here in just a moment. But let's go over the lineup. And now I see they just put out the times. And these are approximate times for the band starting, right? Shows don't always go as planned. We know that. And this is a long sucker. This thing goes from 3 to 9:30, you know. So, you know, things could happen. You never know. Could be an earthquake. You never know. Something could happen. 3 o'clock, Part-Time Exes will start things off. Approximately 4 o'clock, Prairie Clamor will be taking the stage. And then 6 Mile Grove following them at 5:15. And then approximately 6:45, if everything's right and tidy, Wailing in the Willows will take the stage before the closing act of Charlie Parr at 8 p.m. And that's an hour and a half deal, so... Yeah, right. That's your day tomorrow. If you're listening to this show on Friday as it's broadcast on radio, tomorrow, April 27th, be there at the Paramount Theater in Austin. Look it up. Look it up. And if you're listening to this days in advance, because I should have it on the website early, it's this Saturday. This Saturday, folks. Mower County Grown Music Fest. I think they called it Homegrown at first, and then I think Duluth's got a lock on that name. So, Mower County Grown Music Fest is what we got going on. And who cares what it's called? It's how you feel at the end that matters, and you're going to feel good. Come to this one, folks. We'll see you there. Let's hear some more music to finish out the show with. We'll start again here with 6 Mile Grove. Another off the vinyl. You know, you got the vinyl, you might as well play it, right? I mean, what the heck? And we'll start this one off with Shot in the Arm. Don't be an anti-vaxxer.
Sometimes a punch in the gut is all I need. Sometimes I take you for granted. Sometimes I treat you like gold. Sometimes it's the same old story, and I take off down the road. I'm itching for something new. Sometimes it's the act of the kill. Sometimes it's the size of the wristband. I get my thrill. teeth, sometimes a punch in the gut is all I need. Sometimes I take you for granted, sometimes I treat you like gold, sometimes
drainage tension. will ford the river and see the daydream through.
Shredding with part-time exes there. Jonathan Stoll on vocals. And you, tomorrow at 3 p.m., can have that band screaming in your face. Now, if the screaming's not the thing for you, okay. You know, the lineup on the day, there's a lot of variety. It's not all that. And Prairie Clamor, in fact, you know, on our first round, we played a really hard one from them. I mean, it was... And then this last one from Prairie Clamor, Call the Water. Well, that was a soft one off of True Songs. And Also heard in that set, we had Six Mile Grove with Shot in the Arm. Ah! Chickens. Who's afraid of a shot in the arm? Hey, riders and listeners, listen up. If you want to listen to more bike rides, go to dansbikerides.com and listen to past episodes, the entire archive. If you're not into that going that deep, you can get the podcast and listen to updated shows and be reminded each week when it comes out. So just look for Bike Rides Podcast. We got that name early, and you should be able to find it. So, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? I know what I'm doing. I'm heading out to this festival. This is going to be a good time. Enjoying the music of the day here? We've got time for one last song, so... we might as well make it a good one, right? And you'll notice that even in the Bike Rides show opens with Charlie Parr, because Charlie Parr recorded our theme song for us a few years back. I wrote the lyrics and Charlie recorded it, and we did it in Minneapolis together, and it was the coolest thing. It was the greatest experience. And Charlie's done so much for me and the Bike Ride Show and for Austin and the Artworks Festival and, I don't know, for good souls everywhere, that he's just an endearing individual. You're going to see him at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. We're also going to finish the show with a Charlie Parr here, so this one's kind of a dark one, and, you know, Charlie's really known for that, and Bike Ride Show is kind of known to be fond of those dark songs, so. I know it's an afternoon, and the sun's out probably bright, but turn down the lights a little bit, pull some shades, and listen. Off of Last of the Better Days Ahead from Charlie Parr, here's Bed of Wasps. We'll see you next week, folks. 1 o'clock on the Bike Rides on the Radio Show. Wasps.
Don't let him through that door. I can't bear to never see him anymore. The coincidence of our accord has been misunderstood for years and more. I can't stand to be alone, but there's no one else I can be around. I know I can't keep him here with me, but I don't know how to set us free. Time is a game played by smarter beings. I'm lost in a fog trying to know what it means. If I were to lose track of the path I was on, would I float away or simply find another one? Why is it so hard to see past your own nose? Time is an illusion, so it goes. Please don't let her leave. I know she won't be back again, but I hold on too tight when I tried to be her friend. Does it mean so much more to me when I might try and apprehend her time, which is her own, never has been mine? All this space that we share, how much do I really know? Assumptions I've made about her are only mine and never show. The true nature of this room, please let me see without my eyes. space is coincidence. So it goes. Our lives are intertwined, but it's not the act of you or I. It could be anyone else. It wouldn't cost me any less. The universe is made of sails with no rudder turning into the gale. It's meaningless to speculate. From inside the ship, they're all just waves. I could embrace the eternal moment, shrug off the past like an unwelcome blanket. Future didn't haunt my dreams. I awaken too early trying to figure what it means. Are my nightmares actually what's real? I sleep in a bed of wasps, so it goes. Thanks
for riding along, Austin. Man, kiddo. Part-time exes, Prairie Clamor, 6 Mile Grove, Wailing in the Willows, and Charlie Parr.
See you tomorrow, folks.
In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. We peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.